Hello, Eastern Sierra. You're watching Eastern Sierra Now, the only place where local news comes with high desert facts, mountain charm, and just the right splash of sass. I said sass. Today is National Donald Duck Day. I can't do that voice, and I'm not even going to try. So if you catch yourself talking fast and throwing a tiny cartoon tantrum, don't worry. It's probably just seasonal. Coming up on today's report, we're diving into a summer reading challenge, 4th of July parade prep, track and field champs, and high-flying mountain biking conditions. Plus, your forecast that equal parts sunblock and windbreaker are necessary for. Today's news is brought to you by Our Waterworks Car Wash in Bishop, because your car deserves to shine brighter than a mammoth morning. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on all the socials for even more local stories, events, and community updates. This summer, the Inyo County Free Library is launching its 2025 Summer Reading Challenge with challenges for ages 1 through 17. This program is designed to help readers explore the rich stories of the Eastern Sierra and the Great Basin. Participants of all levels can look forward to logging books or reading minutes as they meet each prompt. Prizes await through prize drawings tied to participation levels. The challenges will run from June 17th to August 12th, and free support is available at any branch. Additionally, many branches will be offering weekly storytime events, whether you're a lifelong bookworm or hunting for a fresh hobby. This summer reading challenge offers a perfect way to discover new worlds right here in the Eastern Sierra. Attention, Eastern Sierra outdoor enthusiasts, Owens Gorge Road is temporarily closed to public access starting today and carrying through November 30th. This closure, ordered by LADWP, is part of an effort to improve dam safety. Access to Owens Gorge Road will remain in some sections, and the public is advised to use alternate access routes to avoid the closure area. High water levels and strong currents during this period pose safety risks, so hikers, climbers, and anglers are urged to obey all barricades and avoid the area until reopening. You can check real-time progress on LADWP's website. Hey, your car called. It says it's tired of looking like it survived a dust storm on 395. Treat it to a spa day, will you? Go down to Our Waterworks Car Wash in Bishop. Whether you're fresh off an off-road adventure or just fighting the pollen parade, Our Waterworks has the wash to bring back the shine. Quick, clean, and locally loved, located right off Main Street. Easy in, sparkling out. Our Waterworks Car Wash, because even your car deserves a little love. And so do I. Mammoth Lakes is gearing up for its 2025 Independence Day festivities. The annual parade theme, Where Creativity Runs Wild, will march through town on Friday, July 4th, presented by the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce. This year's Grand Marshals are celebrated local figures Chris Benchetler and Kimmy Fasani, chosen for their deep ties to art, sport, and community. Float entry for the parade is now open, and the chamber will continue to accept applications until June 23rd. Floats are encouraged to reflect this year's theme, and there's even a $500 prize for the most creative entry. Whether you're strutting in costume or waving from the sidelines, this is sure to be a showstopper in the Eastern Sierra. This month, the battle is stacked. Literally. It's time for the Epic Eats Sandwich Pull. In the Bishop area, Brood Awakenings holding on to the top spot like a firm grip on a hoagie. And up north in the Mammoth area, Albert's Meat Market and Deli is slicing into the lead. You want to see your favorite sandwich reign supreme? Head to easternsierranow.com/epic-eats and cast your vote. One click could crown the king of carbs. Vote, snack, repeat. It's the most delicious decision you'll make all week. My vote, the beef dip, the Alabama Hills Cafe in Lone Pine. Best sandwich I ever had in my life. You guys want to sponsor something on here? Give me a call. Let's move on to the events taking place this weekend. Distant Brewing is kicking the week off with their weekly open mic night tonight starting at 6 p.m. The Bureau of Land Management is considering a proposal from a mining company for the conglomerate Mesa and is seeking public comments on the draft environmental impact statement. This feedback period will continue through June 16th. Additionally, they are holding a community meeting tomorrow at Statham Hall in Lone Pine, beginning at 5 p.m. Also tomorrow, the Mammoth Brewing Company will be hosting their weekly trivia night contest tomorrow night, beginning at 6:30 p.m. It's always a blast, and you don't want to miss it. As always, for more information on upcoming events like these, please visit easternsierranow.com/events or just download the mobile app. Come on, get with it. All right, bike report time. If your bike's been begging for adventure, good news. Mammoth Bike Park is officially in gear. See what I did there? Right now, 9 trails are open and ready to roll. That's 7 for the beginners and intermediates who like their speed with a little less yeehaw. 1 advanced trail for those who want to flirt with gravity, and 1 expert pro trail because apparently some of you like to fly without wings. From mellow meanders through pine forest to full send descents that'll rattle your teeth, hopefully in a good way, there's a little something for everyone, unless you're into stationary biking. In that case, this isn't the segment for you. Lessons and rentals are available too. In case your last ride ended with a dramatic tumble and a vow to never bike again, we've all been there. And don't forget your helmet, because Mammoth wants you to leave with memories, not a medevac. Check trail conditions and get your pass at mammothmountain.com. Ride smart, ride safe. And most importantly, ride like you mean it. Ride like the wind, ride like the wind. You love local news, appreciate hearing what's really going on in the Eastern Sierra, then help keep it going. Join the Eastern Sierra Now Patreon. From town council updates to trail reports, high school sports to hidden gems, we're out there bringing it to you. And now, we need you. Members get early access, bonus content, and the satisfaction of supporting independent journalism that actually lives here. Visit patreon.com/EasternSierraNow. Be a part of something real. Be a part of your news. I don't know why I started talking like this. This Eastern Sierra Sports Report is proudly brought to you by Back Alley Bull and Grill, where the only thing faster than a 100-meter dash is their lunch special. We've got a last-minute report for the 2025 Bishop Broncos track and field season with some serious awards handed out. These athletes sprinted, hurdled, jumped, and threw their way into the Broncos history books. This year's most dedicated athletes were junior Michael Spratt and sophomore Sophia Ablanito, who were blazing fast and impossible to catch, unless you're a scout with a stopwatch. Junior Caleb Fitt and freshman Embry Aguilera showed the most improved this season, while senior Leighton Rossi and freshman Wyatt Mears were awarded Best Throwers of the Year. Jumpers of the Year were freshman Hunter Daly and sophomore Dacia Clark. Closing us out, senior Steven Vinker and senior Gabby Vinker were awarded the Best Runners of the Year. Congrats to all the Broncos on a season full of grit, growth, and great finishes. Now, as we move into summer, we want to hear from you. Whether you're sliding into third in summer softball, swinging clubs on afternoon fairways, or grinding gears on mountain bike trails, we want your rec league highlights, your glory moments, and your sports bloopers too. We'd love to highlight your players and their accomplishments. Send your team photos, game results, or stories to Eastern Sierra Now, and let's keep our athletes alive. And let's keep our local athletes of all ages on the scoreboard. And hey, if you're a business looking to get in on the action, consider sponsoring one of our reports. Sports, weather, biking events, you name it. It's like a touchdown, but with brand visibility. Thank you again to Back Alley Bull and Grill for making this highlight reel of a section possible. Let's dive into a juicy triple day forecast for Bishop and Mammoth Lakes. From today through Wednesday here in Bishop, we're looking at a scorcher heading right at us. Great. Today is blazing with the trademark desert sunshine. High 96, low 62. Skin today equals extra SPF required. Tomorrow, touching record territory, 99, with temperatures flirting with 58 in the evening. Expect plenty of sunshine. Wednesdays, slight dip, but still toasty at 98, low cooling off 53. If you're outside, plan early, hydrate hard, and maybe skip the midday. Yes, I'll run a marathon spontaneity. Mammoth Lakes, it's a completely different vibe. Mountain fresh, a lot cooler, and a bit breezy. Today, sunny and toasty-ish, high 76, low 45. Great day for a hike or cold brew on the deck. Tomorrow, same highs, 79, afternoon winds, windbreakers may become your new best friend. Wednesday, still breezy and warm, 76, night dips to 42, perfect for campfire stories, flannel shirts. So layer like an onion, warm days, chilly nights, sunglasses in the morn, puffy jacks at the night. Not necessarily at the same time. Between Bishop Sizzle and Mammoth's mild breeze, we're blessed with peak Eastern Sierra summer weather. If you're planning to be out, whether in your hiking boots, bikes, or beach chairs, use wisdom. Early starts, water, sun protection, and a few layers. Think of a sponsor in this sunny segment? We've got room for a local business. Whether it's a sweet trail side snack shack, ski rentals that open soon, or the groomers prepping slopes. Let's chat. Enjoy the weather, friends. Hey, that wraps it up for this edition of Eastern Sierra Now. Whether you're powering through a hot Bishop day, pedaling Mammoth trails, or plotting your parade float, we're glad you spent a little time with us. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, follow us online, and tag us if you're out living your best Eastern Sierra life. We might just feature you next. Thanks again to our Waterworks Car Wash for keeping today's show squeaky clean. If your car looks like it just ran the Owens Gorge Road, give it a refresh. And in honor of National Donald Duck Day, may your voice stay clear, your feathers unruffled, and your afternoon tantrum-free from all of us at Eastern Sierra Now. Stay safe, stay sharp, and stay local. See you next time. Hey, Nate, did you know that for Donald Duck Day, I'm only wearing a shirt and a hat? I don't even have pants on right now. You'll never know.